what is today? Anyway, it's a Tuesday on the East Coast of Nightmarica. And I just want to kind of reiterate some things that were spoken about on with Patrick and I, between Patrick and I. And some things that Patrick said were just spot on, so perfect. Is that, and it's going to be the, name of this recording. The dollar, the U.S. dollar, is the sigil of the new world order. It's as true today, this 45 degree morning on the East Coast of Nightmarica, as it was true when it was established, when the dollar was established. I know there were greenbacks and things like that, but at one point then they just completely turned over to debt based. As was the design. And a moment. Pause to sneeze. Yeah, it's a chilly, chilly day on this October. What is it? Say. And as a result of that, they've been able to do everything that they want to do. Everything that they want to do comes from the sigil, the dollar, the sigil of the New World Order. And as far as your social credit system, just dawning on me, like, you know, I am not the brightest bulb on the tree. I am not the greenest, most perfect piece of grass on the lawn. But that is just, you know, just these things are just dawning on me, like, this is it. I mean, this is the social credit system, and the everything that people kill and die for. The dollar, to make money, to survive. Everything having a dollar price. And all of the symbolism on that piece of paper. Sometimes I wonder if people tint their windows because they know that they're going to fucking... that they know that they're going to fuck up, and they're going to fuck up and hurt themselves, or they're going to fuck up and they're going to hurt other people, and they just don't want anyone to see them. Anyway, I want you to see what I'm doing in here. Nearly everyone that I come across is like a caricature of a caricature of pop culture or some kind of fucking follower idiot Not all of them. Some of them are very kind people. They just believe lies. And so that's what the name of this recording is. The dollar. The U.S. dollar, the sigil for the New World Order. And the social credit score is already here. It's been here. We talked about, you know, for years we're talking about world government. Oh, there's going to be a world government. Well, guess what? World government was already here. Already here. The UN, we saw how near, completely flawless the move to push the tyranny of the COVID-19 pandemic. It was done flawlessly by all of these countries that were already absorbed because their bloodline family members are at the top of it. The Macrons, the Boris Johnsons, the Trudeaus, the Bidens, the Trumps, the Clintons. Everybody's in charge saying, this is what you need to do. This is what we're doing. And then the propaganda of fear. The propaganda and the fear. En route to where we're going. With pedophile, corrupt, hack, so-called leaders like Joe Biden. And then you got people on the right that simply will continue to prop Trump up like he is the answer to all of the problems. Some of the people that are like, well, you know, DeSantis, blah, 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 he's a leader. But see, you have to have these types of people in place for the divide and conquer, for the divide and conquer narrative. And then, of course, now, oh, they're coming after him for spending money on something that he was not supposed to spend it on. Which all the blue states do. Who is DeSantis and what does he do? I bet you he is... I mean, nobody's gone back and studied this guy. Is he saying the right things? Yes. Is he doing the right things? Is he doing the right thing to bring the people in? To make them feel like, well, if Trump does get, then, you know, DeSantis is there. He's going to be our savior. And on the Carlson show, he's pointing out all these people that this, what's her name? Dixon something? Lovely woman. Really. Really, steal, possibly in a good way, from Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. I forget her name. It was just when I saw her, they did a video of her standing there talking to people, saying all the right things. All the right things. And then there's a picture, you know, like a video of her up close talking to him, and I'm like, wow, she's something. Just like Lake in Arizona. And all the Democratic, the so-called opposition are idiots. Fetterman in Pennsylvania is an idiot. The woman running against Carrie Lake in Phoenix is an absolute idiot who can't answer a direct question. And just the whole narrative of the woman's right to choose and what was it? Invasive. Somebody said something. For some reason, my IP address is has a Northern Jersey IP address. So when I go to a streaming service, it thinks that I'm in a specific place, so that I must want to see New York TV. So I'm seeing all these ads. I'm seeing all these Chuck Schumer ads. The Tiny Hat Battalion. Saying that Chuck Schumer is going to support our right to kill things. I mean, that's what it really basically comes down to. This should be between a doctor and a blah, blah, blah. Except when it comes to a poison injection. Everybody's got to take it because that's different. That's different. The social credit score system is the three credit bureaus. I can't even tell you how many times. Well, you know, they'll check your credit. You know, it could affect your ability to rent an apartment, or it could affect the cost of your car insurance. It's already here. Just gonna take a very, very dramatic fucking transformation into goon force implementation. And of course, the penalties if you don't submit. And I mean, like, I don't understand, like, why all these things are. Probably because I'm not that bright. That, you know, when I listened to that Dan Bongino, where he's like talking about the digital ID and all this other stuff, is like, that is the gross transformation into totalitarianism. It's been a fucking tyranny for any number of years. Your credit score, that is your social credit score. That is your social credit score. And it's right in our faces, but we choose to, or we're unable to see that this is already in place. All of these things are like 75% of the way there. And then, of course, like Clint said so many times, if your identity can be stolen, was it yours in the first place? Your social security number is a number so that you can be extracted from and told, oh, we're just going to collect all this money. And then later on, when you need it, we'll give it back to you. In your 60s, after we've fucking poisoned you and seduced you into, terrorized and seduced you into taking poison medicine, poison procedures. So they're basically just taking it, and if you die, then, you know, your spouse gets it, or, and they don't even give it all to you. They give you whoever earned more Social Security. They give you that amount. When a relative's husband died, she was like given the choice between, you're going to collect this or you want to collect his because he made more money. And then probably were like, white men. Nah. But there's so many of us. I see them. I see them in vehicles driving all around me. Do any of them have a fucking clue about what is happening around them? Do they honestly think that voting is going to get us out of what is being done to us? Do we think that Lee Zeldin in New York, the governor, that the wannabe governor of New York, is going to be any different? He'll seem like he's different than Kathy Hochul, the whore of Babylon, one of the whores of Babylon, unelected, just thrown in there after Cuomo, that cunt. And take notice of Mario Cuomo was the governor, then his son's the governor. Okay? These are families that get the spoils. You don't. They do. Pizza bagels. That's what the Cuomos are. Pizza bagels. Pizza bagels. Pizza bagels, pizza bagels. They don't care about the people of New York. They never cared about it. Murphy in New Jersey, who quite possibly got help to stay in his position, even though most of New Jersey hates to look at his face. Hates to see him speak and fucking talk because he is a fucking tiny hat puppet. And it's not even so much the tiny hats. They have power. But it's the elite ones, the people that, like I said, their claim, they're fake Jews. Just like everyone you see that says, oh, I'm a Christian, I this and I that, and then they praise Trump like he's going to be their savior. No, Jesus Christ should be your Lord and Savior, not a politician. So we have fake Catholics and we have fake fucking Jews. Oh, sorry, fake fucking Catholics and fake fucking Jews. They couldn't give a shit about religion. They couldn't give a shit. All they want to do at these elite levels is follow orders and take your shit. They want to take your shit. And why did most of them change their names? You know, Patrick the other day mentioned falling down with Michael, Michael Douglas, okay? That's not his name. Michael Douglas, that's not his last name. Kirk Douglas, his father, not his name. They have an other last name, and they are Jews. So they had to hide their name because apparently everybody was coming after the Jews. Everybody was attacking and going after the Jews. But the fake system of the fake Vatican system of Catholicism and the fake system of Jewry makes people fucking do, like, yeah, you know, you got certified, now you do whatever it is that you want, that we tell you to do. You do whatever it is that we tell you to do. The dollar. The dollar, the sigil of the New World Order. The sigil. I couldn't have said it. And that's why Patrick is so awesome. It's why he's so awesome in his breakdown, his descriptions of what this is, of what this world is. The dollar is the sigil of the New World Order. They're calling their arms. Right? And that's why Clint says, yeah, the Second Amendment, that's not really about... it's not really about guns. It's about your bloodline family members. And you can learn that shit if you just watch Game of Thrones or the House of Dragons.